Now, friends, as we come to the book of Daniel, I must confess that to me, this is one of the most thrilling books in the Bible. And it is, of course, a book on prophecy. And I would like to just say a word in this connection because of the fact that prophecy books large in the Word of God, but we need to be very careful. 1/4 of the books of the Bible are prophetic in nature. The subject and statement of the books are eschatological, that is, prophetic. And 1/5 of the content of Scripture was predictive when written. Now, a large segment of that has been fulfilled. We're going to find a great deal of fulfilled prophecy in the book of Daniel. And so prophecy can be divided into fulfilled prophecy and unfulfilled prophecy. Now, there are certain great subjects of prophecy, and they all run like planes flying into an airport from all sections of the world. And you can go to the book of Revelation and see these great subjects brought to a final fruition. You have the Lord Jesus Christ. He's the main subject of prophecy. The nation Israel, the Gentile nations, evil, Satan, and the man of sin, and the great tribulation. And then how this age will end. And then the church. And the church, of course, as we've said before, is not in the Old Testament. Therefore, there'll be no reference to it in the book of Daniel. And then the kingdom, the millennium. And then the future after the 1,000 years. These are the great subjects of prophecy. Now, no full-orb view of the Bible and no well-rounded student of Scripture, no one, I think, can be a full-grown believer without a knowledge of eschatology or prophecy. And the neglect of prophecy has produced certain harmful results, which I think are quite evident today. You find the different cults. Many of them have gone off in prophecy. And I think because largely the great denominations in the past neglected it. The great Dr. Charles Hodge, the great theologian of Princeton, he made this statement, and I'm quoting him now verbatim, quote, "The subject cannot be adequately discussed," he's talking about prophecy now, "cannot be adequately discussed without taking a survey of all the prophetic teachings of the Scripture, both of the Old Testament and of the New. This task cannot be satisfactorily accomplished by anyone who has not made a study of the prophecies a specialty. The author," that is Dr. Hodge, "knowing that he has not such qualifications for the work, purposes to confine himself in a great measure to a historical survey of the different schemes of interpreting the Scriptures prophetically." Now, friends, that was certainly a startling and a sad admission on the part of Dr. Hodge. And as a result, in our great denominations today, you find men actually ill-equipped to speak on this subject. And, of course, they reject it with a wave of the hand, and they dismiss it as being unimportant. And those that have gone into prophecy, and there have been many, so many of them come up with that which is sensational, that which is actually fanaticism, and it ought not to do that. I want to say that as we begin Daniel, because this is the book that today every sensational writer, he has to get in the book of Daniel. And somebody's going to say, that's the reason you got in the book of Daniel. No, really it's not, friends. At least I'd hope not. But it certainly, this book would lend itself to that. Now, the book of Daniel, because it's so important, I think has been the object of special attack by Satan. It was true that Isaiah's been attacked. Isaiah's been called the prince of the prophets. Well, Daniel just happens to be the king of prophets. He is the great world ruler of prophets because of the fact he is the one who is prime minister to two great world rulers. We'll see that in this book.